It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. As a child, our reviewer Linda Short watched courtroom dramas on TV and spent summers reading detective novels. Now she's hooked on mystery writer Harry Dolan. Here's her review of Dolan's first book, Bad Things Happen.
I grew up on Nancy Drew, Ellery Queen, Perry Mason, Agatha Christie, and Sherlock Holmes. I've never read a romance novel, but give me a good murder mystery and I'm hooked. Harry Dolan is the latest author to hook me. Bad Things Happen is the title of his very well-received debut offering to the murder mystery genre. His second novel, Very Bad Men, was released in July of last year. Bad Things Happen introduces a man who calls himself David Lugan. After picking up a copy of Grey Streets, which is a literary magazine that publishes mysteries and crime stories, Lugan becomes the magazine's editor. Soon enough, the publisher, Tom Crystal, drags Lugan into helping him dispose of a body found in Crystal's home, and the real murder mystery begins. But Lugan is a writer and editor and begins picking apart Crystal's story of the killing. He concludes that the story is all or mostly fabricated. A week later, Crystal invites Lugan to come talk with him. Crystal hints that he might be ready to tell the truth about that deadly night. But when Lugan arrives at Crystal's home, he's greeted by flashing lights and another body, this time Crystal himself. What would the man have divulged had he had the opportunity? Lugan meets the raven-haired detective, Elizabeth Washke, who leads the investigation into Crystal's murder. But Lugan conducts his own investigation on the side and occasionally interferes with Elizabeth's work. Occasionally, he withholds information. Eventually, Lugan's even considered the chief suspect in yet a third murder. And yes, Lugan does become romantically entangled with Elizabeth. But their relationship is complicated when he runs from the police and she is charged with tracking him down. Harry Dolan's story takes place in Ann Arbor, where he lives. I traveled through Ann Arbor this past summer, and being the shy person I am, I asked for a chat with the author. Dolan agreed. He also autographed my copies of his books. Now working on his third novel, and with a signed contract for a fourth, Dolan would reveal only that book three revolves around the murder of an intern at the Grey Streets offices. Dolan's books are smart, readable, and well-crafted. Until now, only one author, Tom Robbins, who wrote such books as Skinny Legs and All and Half Asleep in Frog Pajamas, has so captured my attention that I would wait for his latest publishing effort. But now I'm eagerly awaiting Harry Dolan's. You won't regret grabbing a copy of Bad Things Happen or Very Bad Men and then hiding away until the murder is solved. As for Dolan, he's on notice that I'll be after an autographed copy of Book 3.
That book is Bad Things Happen by Harry Dolan, published by Berkeley Trade. Our reviewer, Linda Short, is a lecturer in the Jewish Studies program at Penn State University Park. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.